و برای سومین سوال my last at least question what kind of yeah this is really it was always a question for me that what kind of insurance are UAE residents most interested in and they apply for it.
Okay, so the interesting thing I would say is that the UAE is obviously a very multicultural society.
Yeah, right.
And everybody needs to understand that our culture really shapes us psychologically in terms of how we view risk in our lives, for example. So for some people, as a Westerner, they might be looking at something like travel and life assurance as very common to them. Whereas if we're looking at locals, for example, they might have a different approach because actually insurance on some level is looked at as following a principle of al-gharar, having some uncertainty.
That's right.
Or it's maybe going up to some degree to be slightly haram because actually you're taking away your faith in Allah to look after you and protect you.
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
You know, you're moving that to somebody else. And certainly when you look at life insurance, normally if we look at Eastern families, you're looking at people looking after each other. Mm-hmm. Maybe people living at home as a family unit their whole life. Mm. And so if anything happened to somebody in that family, the remaining people in the family would take care of their dependents.
It's part of our culture here, yeah.
Exactly. Mashallah. I mean, that's very nice. You know, and I love this principle, but to Western people, that's not so common. We're used to leaving home very early and being totally independent. That's a different concept. And neither is right and neither is wrong. They're just different.
Yeah.
So when you offer insurance, you have to understand culture and you have to think about what people are motivated by. Here, we have to insure car insurance, of course. Mm. That's mandatory under the law. So people will always buy motor insurance. People are looking now to insure home insurance more because they're worried, especially we see lots of fires. Only yesterday was a big fire in Ajman.
Yeah.
We see lots of fires and things happening all the time. So people are looking to buy this kind of cover more.
Mm.
And they're looking just to protect small business, I'd say, also is really growing.
Mm. But
this is a land of opportunity in the UAE. And lots of people come here to start their own businesses. Semi-insurance is becoming more and more popular. But I would say the main one, medical because it's compulsory, home because it's trending, motor because it's compulsory, and I think other things like life and SME are very, very much becoming part of everyday life.
من از خانم ریچل پرسیدم که در امارات شهروندانش بیشتر چه بیمه‌هایی رو مایلن بگیرن و ایشون یک حرف خیلی جالبی زدن و گفتن که امارات از اونجا که یک جامعه چند فرهنگی هست و مردم نسبت به فرهنگی که دارند در رابطه با اخذ بیمه هر کدومشون یک نگرش خاصی رو دارن. مثلا برای کسایی که غربی هستن و یا فرهنگ شرقی دارن متفاوته. غربی ها که از کشورهای غرب اومدن بیشتر مایلن که بیمه های لایف بگیرن، بیمه های خانه میگیرن و این چیزها رو روش خیلی دقت دارن، ولی ما برای یا بیمه عمر در واقع بیمه لایف هست دیگه، ولی مثلا در فرهنگ ما معمولا بیمه عمر رو خیلی روش دقت نداریم، چون خودمون اگر یکی از اعضای خانواده خدا نکرده براش مشکلی پیش بیاد، بقیه از اون تیکر میکنن و حمایت میکنن و خلاصه چتر خانواده بزرگ پهن میشه. برای همین گفتن که بیمه های مدیکال، پزشکی، بیمه های خودرو که اجباری هست خب مردم میگیرن، ولی بیمه های مثل بیمه عمر و بیمه های SME که مال شرکت های کوچک و متوسط هست، اینها اختیاری هست و کم کم داره این شایع میشه در جامعه که مردم بیشتر بگیرنش و آشنا بشن با شرایطش. Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Rachel, for joining on this program, and we're looking forward to have you another time in Breakfast Show.
Merci, inshallah. Khodafez.
Khodafez. Thank you so much.
Merci. Take care. Speak to you soon.